Since you have asked about consciousness, you can talk about that little, but Buddha has mentioned in fact, in Pali there are three types of references for the English translation. We use consciousness because due to limitations of language, but in Pali one word used is the vijnana, then chitta, and the mano, mana, chitta, and the vijnana. Now all our defilements or causes go in this samsara chapter, life and death cycle. It's due to vijnana. Vijnana or the consciousness. So how does this vijnana arise? It can arise using six of our senses: eye, ear, nose, tongue, and bodily sensations, and also the mind. So if we consider eye, it says chakku. Chakku incha paticca rupeccha upajjati chakku vijnana. It's eye and the rupa. It's the objects for eye. Because of these two, there arise chakku vijnana. In that case, vijnana, we call this, call that chakku vijnana. If it is ear, it is known as sota. Sotancha paticca sadde. So, the ear and the sound, there arise another vijnana, and the name given is sota vijnana. Ear consciousness. Similarly, others, the nose, smell, and it's known as ghana vijnana, ghana. Then the tongue, taste, and the jivha vijnana. Body, the touching feelings known as pottabha, body pottabha, and the kaya vijnana, that is the kaya, the sensor is the kaya, body, kaya vijnana. Then our mind itself, mana, and the objects for mind known as dhamma, dhamma. Mind, dhamma, and the consciousness is known as mano vijnana. So those are the six categories, but the concept of consciousness is same, depend on the place or sensor. Six names were given, right? So basically the consciousness is it is something like the kind of you know, aware of something, the knowing, right? That is the vijnana. So if it is using I, the knowing is about rupa. It is using ear, the knowing is about the sounds, sarva. In case of nose, get to know about the smells. Similarly, if it is the tongue, the knowledge getting is about the tastes. In the case of kaya or body, the knowledge you are getting about body sensations, that's the sparsha pottabha, touching sensations. Then the mind, it is about, it's known as dhamma ramana, right? Whatever appears to your mind, you get to know about it. That is manovijnana. Now, very important thing about this vijnana or the consciousness is it arises and passing away. Right? Arising, passing away. It arises due to causes, the reasons. If these reasons or causes satisfied, they arise vijnana. This also known as cause and effect or the paticca samuppanna. Paticca samuppada also there. Okay. If conditions are satisfied, they arise the effect or result. If conditions are satisfied for the vijnana to arise, it arises. If conditions are not there, it is not arising. Okay? So this is common for anything. If arise due to conditions, if conditions are there, the result is there. So in paticca samuppada, what do you call that? Dependent origination. Paticca samuppada. Any of the things in paticca samuppada. So we know it starts with avijja. Ignorance. Avijja. Avijja paccaya sankhara. Sankhara paccaya vijnana. The term vijnana is again there. Okay? So avijja paccaya sankhara. Sankhara paccaya vijnana. Vijnana paccaya nama rupa. Then nama rupa paccaya salayatana. The six senses salayatana. Salayatana paccaya passo. The contact. Passo. Passa paccaya vedana. Feelings. Vedana paccaya tanha. Craving. Tanha paccaya upadana. Clinging, upadana. Upadana paccaya bhav, bhava. What is bhava? Existence. Bhava. Then bhava paccaya jati. Jati again arising or occurring. A birth. Right? Jati. Then it says, jati paccaya jara maranam soka parideva dukkha domanassa upayasa sambhavanti. There arise all those kind of suffering. Jara, the ඒකින් ජන මරණය ඉස්සෙදේ දෙන්න ග්‍රීව් all sort of suffering then again says එවමෙ කස්ස කේවලස්ස දුක්ඛංදස්ස සමුදයෝ හෝති. This is how දුක්ඛංදස්ස all of suffering සමුදය how that occurs or arises. That is paticchasamuppada. So there again the this cause and effect for paticchasamuppanna nature arise because of conditions. This paccaya also explained in another Pali, the imasme sati idam hoti. Imasa upada idam upajyati. If this is there, this is there. Imasme sati idam hoti. The imasme means the causes, conditions. Imasme sati, conditions are there. The result or effect is there. Okay? Inasmin sati idam hoti. Then inasa upada, if these conditions arise, upada, birth, inasa upada idam upajyati. The result also arise. Right? Inasmin sati idam hoti, inasa upada idam upajyati. Right? That is how paccaya, the term paccaya is explained. Then the decaying or the vanishing, right? Passing away, that also explained. Avijja nirodha, sankhara nirodha, sankhara nirodha, vijnana nirodha, nirodha. Similarly for all other elements of paticchasamuppada. The Nirodha part explain again cause and effect means imasa niruddha idam niruddhyati. If this is not there, this is not there. Okay? Imasa niruddha idam niruddhyati. Without causes there cannot be effect. Then imasmin asati. Earlier I mentioned imasmin sati, if that is there. If this is not there, imasmin asati idam niruddhyati. If conditions are not there, the effects are not. Imasmin asati idam niruddhyati. Imasa niruddha, if causes pass away, idam niruddhyati. The effects also, the results pass away. Right? So that is the paticchasamuppanna nature. If conditions are there, result is there. Okay? So this paticchasamuppanna nature is common for all those factors mentioned in paticchasamuppada, starting from avijja, sankhara, vijnana, nama rupa and so forth. Now there we can see vijnana also arising due to conditions. If necessary conditions are there, they arise vijnana. If conditions are not there, vijnana is not there. Okay? then you have to try to understand each consciousness occurring due to senses, six senses, eye consciousness, ear consciousness, and so on, right? So they are also necessary conditions are there. But there can be so many conditions. But normally we do not try to identify all. But whatever important conditions only we consider. For example, to be active or to see something, necessary conditions mentioned are only eye and the rupa. But there can be some other helping factors. For example, light. Right? Without light, if eye is there, rupa is there, you can't see. So these helping conditions normally we do not talk, but it is also mentioned in Buddhism. They are known as pratyadharma, the helping conditions. Hetu pratya. Hetu is the most important condition, right? But there are other pratyadharma. So if anyone is interested, there are kind of 24 pratyas, suvisi pratyas, but they are very deep, difficult to understand. Right? So one of them is hetu, the what we take as is very important in our context. So in this case, I am the rupa. Okay. So if these two conditions are there, they arise vijnana. However, there is another important fact. Now, when we talk about, you know, logically these things, we think, okay, first condition should be there, then there arise the result. Right? The vijnana. If I should be there, rupa should be there, then there arise vijnana. But very important thing in this paticca-samuppada is there is no time difference between these two. Right? If you think, okay, these conditions should be there first, then there arise the result. It is not something like that. If conditions appear, results also appear. Okay? At the same time, there is no time gap between these two. It is something like if we switch on this light, the color also there. Heat also there. Right? They arise together. The light also there. Okay? So whatever factors you can identify. So they arise together. Both causes and effects are at the same time. That's why those two, imasmin sati idam hoti. There's no time difference. The conditions are there, the effect or results also there. If this arises, this also arises. Okay? So this is a common thing in our, the Chitta and Chaitasika also, same concept. When chitta arise, chaitasika sadhaya. Right? Both arise at the same time. You can't say one arise first and the second one later. They arise at the same time. That's why this inasmin sati idam bhavati. If this is there, this is there. That is how we, you know, try to understand in worldly way, because we think there's a time gap between these two. But according to Dhamma, they appear at the same time. There's no time gap. In this Chitta and Chaitasika, there's no time gap. Chaitasika appears only when Chitta is there, not before or after. When Chitta passing away, Chaitasika also passing away. Right? It is not after Chitta passing away, Chaitasika passing away, but at the same time. If conditions are there, the effect is there. If conditions are not there, effect is not there. That is how we try to explain.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If you
now I think though is it the chief center is going to mainly with the eyes.
Mm-hmm. I think it's we consider one sensor at a time.
One sensor at a time can several sensors work at the same time.
If we consider other sensors now we feel like all sensors working at the same time. For example, we can hear sounds while seeing, you know.
You can get distracted.
That is another point. But whether this is, you know, happening at the same time, it doesn't. Because at a given time, only one vinyana. No two vijnana can occur at the same time. It's known as chitta niyama according to that rule, right? Niyama dharma. The chitta, only one consciousness. For example, if I consciousness is there at the same moment, there cannot be ear consciousness. Ear consciousness to appear, eye consciousness must pass away. Right? Then there appears another consciousness. When it passes away, only another consciousness can appear. But this is happening really fast. That's why we think all this happening at the same time. Like we can see something while hearing, while smelling. And so on. But you have to understand there are different thoughts but occurring at very high speed where we cannot differentiate.
What you can do thoughts
and chaitasika both are occurring at the same time, disappearing at the same time. Right? Together with the vijnana. So vijnana randi whatever the nama rupa, the appearing to vijnana, they appear at the same time. The simile given is to what do you call this, batamiti deka? I don't know. If you place two the bundles of sticks, right, like this. If you remove one, other one cannot exist. Okay, that's the simile given. Two things keep like this. So vijnana is one thing, the other side nama rupa. So each supporting each other. Right? So you can't talk only about one thing without referring to other. This is again the paticca samuppanna nature. Okay? It's helping each other.
We can decide whether to see or hear. So what is who is we? Who decides whether to see or?
That's a very good question. Can we decide?
Can't we decide?
We close the eyes to that. That's the thing.
No, we can either see something or point over can hear something. So somebody decides that.
If you have well developed mind, of course you can do that, right? But for example, imagine you are trying to develop your samadhi, right? Can you control? If it is very good samadhi, of course. Otherwise, still you hear sounds, surrounding sounds. You can't decide, okay, I'm not going to hear any sound now onwards. Because there's no way to close this ear. That's right.
So, but
can you decide, okay, I'm not going to hear anything, I'm going to keep my focus only to one point. Unless you have well developed mind. That is what you have to investigate and see who is deciding. Okay? That's right. So initially, even when we focus, for example, in your meditation, right? One point. So your attention is only at one point. Sometimes you may ask, who is watching? Who is observing? Who is the observer? Right? This kind of questions arise, but as you mentioned, it's too early to, you know, give the answer. It depends on our level of wisdom, we can see this. Initially we think there's an observer and the thing to observe. But later on you will realize that is also another concept. That's why you have to understand this cause and effect, the paticca-samuppada, the principle of how this is happening. So only vijnana has the ability of knowing something. Okay? Only vijnana has the ability to know something. Without vijnana, if vijnana is not arise, there is no way to know something. Right? That's why, for example, when we see something, right, that object doesn't know that someone is watching me or something like that, or call me something, this name also. It is by the vijnana, actually. If I am seeing this, my vijnana telling me that is existing. Right? So only vijnana can, the vijnana itself is the knowing something.
What is the difference between vijnana in us and then us?
Okay, yeah, very good question. So our vijnana and the arahant's vijnana, what's the difference? So our vijnana always with defiled minds, klesha, right? So our vijnana showing us something that is probably not the reality. That's why Buddha gave the simile, vijnana is the magician. for the normal beings. But the arahants, it is something like, so if I am showing a magic here, right? If someone sitting behind me can see what is happening. If you see what is happening, you can't see the magic. Yeah, in the audience only you can see the magic, but you don't know what is going on. So, arahants is someone like sitting there. So, arahants consciousness cannot see the magic itself. But how this is happening? Okay? Our case, we are like audience. We see only the magic, but we don't see what is going on behind. It's only a simile, but our consciousness is lot of defilements, lot of moha, right? Covered with lot of delusions. So something appearing to our vijnana is known as namarupa. Okay? But for arahant's consciousness, namarupa is not there. Another simile Buddha has given, the person bringing with some different colors, paints, okay, to draw a picture. And with the brush, he is drawing pictures on the space. So he is asking, can you see the pictures then? So answers, no, right? So it is how arahant's consciousness. But for us, we place the screen or board to paint the painting so we can see. Yes, yes, exactly. So delusions, those are due to our avidya. We don't know what is going on. So we have lot of beliefs. Those are the ditti. We think this is there, that is there, and so on. So those are due to defilements. Because we do not have proper wisdom to see what is going on. That's why Buddha asks us to develop our on wisdom, and he has mentioned the way to develop this. Especially, he has mentioned to investigate these six senses, because those are the six places we get this delusion. So the important thing is this vijnana. We used to believe our vijnana. But Buddha mentioned, don't believe it. Right? It's a magician. But in our case, we believe our eye consciousness. Whatever, you know, we get to know using our eye consciousness, we accept it. Similarly, other senses, right? All senses acting in the same manner. I, rupa, they are as I consciousness.
Right? Yeah. It's vijnana, sota vijnana,
chakku vijnana. Chakku vijnana, sota vijnana, gahana vijnana, jiva
vijnana. Is it the same vijnana that leaves the body in the body?
Vijnana in the sense, it's the same thing, but due to we are different faculty, we give that name, right? Vijnana occurs due to I, then we call that I consciousness, or chakku vijnana, but it is the vijnana, right? If we get to know about rupa, for example, we mention, it is as eye consciousness. If we get to know about sounds, then we call it ear consciousness. But the duty of consciousness is same. Get to know about something. In the case of eye, it is about rupa. In the case of ear, it is about sounds. In the nose, then it is about smells. But the duty of the consciousness is, you know, get to know about something. Knowing itself. Bhava is bhava. I mean, it is not vinyana. But there is no different vinyana than these six. Okay, that one also, if you want, I can explain the chuti, sita and pratisandhi sita, right? But they are also the vijnanas, because using this mana indriya, not using any of the eye, ear, nose, tongue and body, but the, that is where mana and dhamma comes. So chuti sita is the last chitta or the last thought, for example, in this life. Okay? The last thought, that is the name given, is chuti sita. Then the first chitta in the next birth is known as pratisandhi chitta. But both of them, it is the act of mind, the mana indriya. Mana and dhamma, they are as manovijnana. Okay? It is not eye consciousness or any other consciousness. In that case, it is the mana acting, the mind itself. But again, it is not a totally different consciousness. It's one of the six senses.
Is vijnana associated with the brain in terms of what is because the information of when we see something, that information first goes to the brain. So from the brain only, the vijnana can get that information only from the brain, isn't it?
Yeah, that is what we believe, but you may think the very first thought occurring, probably the pratisandhi vijnana, is there a brain? I mean physical brain. It is not developed yet. But the possibility of occurring vijnana, the conditions are there. It is not the, you know, complete brain, what we talk in, you know, medicine or anything, but thoughts can occur. Okay? Brain is only, you know, thought itself is a cause, our craving and so on, to make this kind of perfect brain.
I think this is, this is something we should not discuss.
Yeah, since he asked, I am telling.
Yeah. This is. We know as a scientist, we learn science. The animal is the first living being to start with, and animal has a very primitive neurological system. Very primitive.
Yes.
Yeah,
very primitive.
Yeah, similarly, all our body, although it is like that, every cell is completely
So exactly, that is similar thing I am going to refer.
Yeah.
It is not the physical brain we are referring. Right? Every cell, there's the ability of creating a thought. It is known as the, now Rupa, there are different categories. This is with the Pratisandhi itself, there appears three kind of Rupa. Okay, this is known as the, what helping for the thought formation is known as Hade Rupa. Okay, Hade Rupa. Then the Hade Rupa, then the, there are three types. Another is Bhava Rupa, then the third one is the Kaya. So these are the three Rupa categories appear with the Pratisandhi Chitta itself. So the Hade Rupa is the condition for any thought. It's also known as Vattu Rupa. Vattu. Okay. And each of the, this is the very smallest element. Physical sense is the smallest element occur at the first instance, so it is known as Vaktu. Even there you may find Patavyapo Tejo Vayo and the Garnaganda Rasoja, all eight things plus something called Vaktu and the Jivita individual. So it's a collection of 10 kind of things. So this Vaktu is helping. If Vaktu is there, thought can arise. That's the necessary condition. Right? But it is not developed up to a, what we call brain. It may be, as you mentioned, whatever terms you use. But in Buddhism it mentioned, if Vaktu is there, thoughts can arise. Right? Thoughts always associated with this Vaktu.
When we see a brain, we are really the Buddha. We are the sensation that we give the reaction. That is the sensation. That is the central nervous system. Beyond that, there are the endocrines. And then neuroendocrines.
Yeah.
So all that is a network, complex network that we
have. Yeah.
So inside there, that's why they said, let's see, we should just think of the autonomic nervous system or, you know, different kinds of pain. Okay. The system is really different. They just have pain and they are that.
Yeah.
We take it out.
All information from the six senses.
Yes.
Yeah. That goes to the brain.
No, but there are different areas of.
Now, okay, if we try to relate this to our physical body, right, it is not possible because we are talking about only this life. Imagine a Deva or Brahma, right? In that case, they are also arising. This thought process is continuing. But sometimes no physical body at all. So if we try to understand, this is somebody, you know.
Yeah, you have to open mind to other beings and physical beings.
You have to go beyond these physical concepts.
Because nothing is going from this body to next body.
Sorry, nothing is
going from this body to next body.
That's right. That's right. That's the exact reason. If brain is a necessary condition, if brain is not traveling to next place, how can this thought arise? Right? That is another place.
That was my original question, was does what Francis forms after death, because, you know, as I said, I was reading near-death experience literature that said that people who go through near-death experience are no longer afraid of death because they see that actually the consciousness goes on.
Yeah, consciousness can arise. That's the exact point. Right? Even another place, consciousness can arise if necessary conditions are there. That is where this cause and effect of paticca-samuppada. Because consciousness is, if conditions are there, there arise consciousness.
So right? It's not bodily. It can happen without the brain.
Yes. Even I don't want to go into medical terms, but I'm sure you are aware, even clinically brain dead, but still heart, you can, you know, activate using machines.
Yeah, actually that brain is not dead, so heart,
yeah,
heart dead, but
the
part of the brain that is heart and the lungs.
So I'm not an expert in these things as you, but according to Dhamma, the necessary condition is not the brain, but it is known as the vattu. That is how it is mentioned. It is probably not a visible thing. I mean, it's a very
I wanted to ask you, you are just saying, is the dog consciousness the same as ours?
So you have to keep in mind this clearly. Even consciousness is not going from here to that place. Okay? Nothing is moving from here to there. What is happening is necessary conditions arise there to occur another thought or another consciousness. That is the pratisandhi vinyana.
Our question is, we get, you said we are not seeing the, we are seeing the magic, we are not seeing reality.
Yeah.
Now, is that thing also happening in when a dog looks at the water? Or is the dog able to go beyond the magic and see reality?
No. It is clearly mentioned. Only human beings can understand, because
the now I'm
really confused. If nothing goes, including consciousness, if nothing goes,
nothing,
then why is it called rebirth?
Sorry?
One life to the next life. You're talking after death to the next life. The only thing that goes across is cause and effect. Why is it called rebirth?
This is the most difficult thing to understand. Right? Even Buddha's time, there was a monk called the Sati. Right? He used to teach that consciousness is going from this life to another. Right? So Buddha called him and, in front of others mentioned, are you telling this kind of thing? He accepted, right? He mentioned the worst word used by Buddha is the moga, moga purusha, right? I am not talking about the consciousness going from here to there, not even from one sensor to another. Even within this life, not a consciousness from one faculty to another. So how can you say it is going from this life to another? That is how we mention it. It's a very interesting story. You may read it. The Sati. So, this is where we have to understand the Paticchasamuppada.
Maybe I can say that.
Yeah.
I think he's asking
not
to stop now.
Yes. So already six. Okay, let's transfer merits and then we can talk. Let's transfer merits to Deva. So we have accrued so much merits. We are in a position to transfer them. So may those merits get transferred to Devas. Vichan. ఆకాశట్టాచ బుమ్మట్టా దేవానాంగా మహిందికా పుణ్యంతం అనుమోదిత్వా చిరం రక్షంతు లోక శాసనం ఆకాశట్టాచ బుమ్మట్టా దేవానాంగా మహిందికా పుణ్యంతం అనుమోదిత్వా చిరం రక్షంతు దేశనం ఆకాశట్టాచ బుమ్మట్టా దేవానాంగా మహిందికా పుణ్యంతం అనుమోదిత్వా చిరం రక్షంతు మం పరంతి రిపార్ట్ అడ్వాన్స్ ఇదం మే జ్ఞాతీనం హోతు సుఖితా హంతు జ్ఞాతేయో ఇదం మే జ్ఞాతీనం హోతు సుఖితా హంతు జ్ఞాతేయో ఇదం మే జ్ఞాతీనం హోతు సుఖితా హంతు జ్ఞాతేయో ఆస్పిరేషన్ ఇమినా పుణ్య కమ్మేన మామే బాల సమాగమో సతం సమాగమో హోతు యావ నిర్వాణ భక్తియ ఇమినా పుణ్య కమ్మేన మామే బాల సమాగమో సతం సమాగమో హోతు యావ నిర్వాణ భక్తియ ఇమినా పుణ్య కమ్మేన మామే బాల సమాగమో సతం సమాగమో హోతు యావ నిర్వాణ భక్తియ సాధు సాధు సాధు.